Hi, my name is George Bursick. I am Vice President of Jay Winery in Healdsburg, California, and I am passionate about Russian River Pinot Noirs. Please visit our website, jaywine.com, see what we have to offer. It tells all about our vineyards and tells about the wines we're making. Share with you some of the excitement that we're feeling here.
You're listening to iWine Radio. It's always nice to talk about home stories, especially when it comes to the oddball profession of getting into winemaking. You know, when I first moved to North Carolina in 1996, there were maybe a dozen wineries, and now I think there are 40 or so. Joining us today on iWine Radio is Hollis Price, who is the assistant winemaker for Jay Vineyards and Winery. And the reason that I've been clamoring to get Hollis on iWine Radio is specifically because here I am recording in out of Morehead City in eastern North Carolina. Hollis was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and she is a graduate of East Carolina University. She is a pirate.
Yes, indeed.
And you graduated with a degree in molecular biology. And here you are in charge of the sparkling wines at Jay. What an incredible career. And I understand from your resume that this is your third full-time job, and you started off going into lab work and cancer research.
Yes, I did. It's interesting the twists and turns that sort of life presents to you. I studied biochemistry, molecular biology at ECU. Had an absolutely wonderful time there, a beautiful university and wonderful professors, and thought that I would go into research, and got my feet wet right outside of Washington, D.C., working for some research firms up there, and actually did some work for the NIH, for the National Institutes of Health. And after a period of time, realized that even though the work in the very long term could be satisfying, wasn't exactly where I wanted my career to go.
Yes.
Happened to end up moving out to Northern California, which was kind of a leap of faith, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to find when I got out here, and made friends with some women whose husbands worked in the wine industry, and they encouraged me with my science background to give it a shot, and I ended up starting to work for Jay in 2000 and got through my first harvest and realized it answered to a lot of things that I loved. There's definitely the science, the fermentation science behind it. There's definitely some art aspects, and you're very tied with the outside world and the rhythms of how things work. And so it sort of filled some gaps that I had found when I was doing research. I just completed my ninth harvest.
Every year is different.
Invigorated each year by the challenges, but yeah. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say every year is different.
It is different. Every year is different, depending on the growing season that you get. I've been lucky enough to work with a lot of the same vineyards for a while, so those feel very comfortable to me. But we do get new vineyards from time to time, and so that's kind of all. It's like the new kid in class. You always get to sort of work out what that particular vineyard's personality is going to be. It's even though the processes are very similar, it is different from year to year because you never know exactly what you're going to get.
Hollis, you must be a pretty bright cookie to be studying getting a degree in biochemistry. Were you into science in high school as well?
I always loved both, and I was torn, and I think that's why I ended up going with the biochemistry, because I always loved chemistry, and I always loved biology. I think sometimes I'm embarrassed to admit it, I think it's fascinating to look at the world from a chemical standpoint and how different things interact with each other based on their, you know, molecular structure. You know, proteins will behave one way with, you know, one certain tag on it and totally different with something else, and It's this incredibly cool puzzle that you can sort of sit back and watch.
So take the language that you're talking to us with and translate it into your present job as assistant winemaker for J Vineyards and Winery, but specifically relating to the sparkling wines. Because, of course, sparkling wine production is a tremendous art because of all the blending, but there is a lot of science in there as well.
The sparkling wine program, and one of the things that translated well for me was because you do we do a method champenoise sparkling wine, which means we do our secondary fermentation in the bottle. So I had come from a world of cell culture and tissue culture, and every winery on the planet obviously uses yeast for their primary fermentations, but we take it that step further and do secondary fermentations. One of the other very interesting thing, and this definitely falls back to the chemistry, is for sparkling wine production, the numbers that you look at for harvest are very, very different because of the structure and the mouthfeel that you want in place for the secondary fermentation. And all of that, a lot of that's driven, we target a lower Brix, we target a lower initial sugar level, but we also target much stronger acids. The effervescence, the CO2 that you get with the secondary fermentation mm-hmm. affects the mouthfeel because it goes through a secondary fermentation. Your acid balance is key.
I was going to say, when you said the word mouthfeel, that plays right into what George Bursick's big passion is.
Yes, and it's wonderful to work with him because he's definitely that's his big push, and that's what he studied, and it's his forte. And the way that you achieve mouthfeel, and I call them still wines, but wines without bubbles, is very different from the way that you achieve mouthfeel in sparkling wine. The mouthfeel in sparkling wine comes not only from the effervescence of the CO2, but it comes from a lot of the yeasty components and proteins that are released during the secondary fermentation. It's less the wine that you put together, and it is when you start blending. We try to blend with as many cuvee lots as we can possibly start with to get layers of complexity sort of for the backbone of the sparkling wine. But that mouthfeel comes from terroir. It comes from the yeast that you put in the bottle, and then it's the yeast, you know, sort of incorporates itself into the base wine over a period of time. And that's where you get the mouthfeel from sparkling wine. So it's just the decomposition of the decomposition of the yeast and the subsequent incorporation of a lot of the proteins and peptides and such that are in that yeast into the base wine that give you that ultimate final mouthfeel with sparkling.
Could you ever have possibly imagined back in 1989 when you graduated from East Carolina University that you would be having this kind of a conversation?
Not in a million years.
What do your parents think about? What does your family think about this? Because this is tremendously artistic expression of your college degree.
It's interesting because my dad and both of my parents they never questioned my decision when I was in college, but they had seen a different side of me that I wasn't expressing with my first degree.
Okay.
And when I found when I found winemaking, you know, both of them were very excited for me, because, you know, they did see me. They had seen that creative side of me. They also both knew, given all of the hobbies that I had, my preferences were to be outdoors
and not
hands on.
Yeah, not stuck in a lab.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yep.
So they're thrilled. They, you know, I am a very far way away from home, and that's a bit of a struggle. But
right.
But no, they know that my career is, I thoroughly enjoy what I do.
So for Christmas, are you going to Winston-Salem, or are they coming out to Sonoma?
I got lucky enough to be in North Carolina the first week in November, caught the fall color at its absolute peak. I was in heaven. So I tried to, oddly enough, make my trips back home
to coincide,
not during peak travel season, because San Francisco getting in and out is kind of crazy.
Well, Hollis Price, we'd like to thank you so very much for joining us on iWine Radio and inspire people listening, attending East Carolina University. There is more you can do that you have no clue.
Exactly. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Mark Caldwell. I'm the executive chef at Jay Vineyards and Winery. And for easy entertaining, I would like to remind you to visit our website, jaywine.com, where you can find an abundance of different recipes that fits any budget style and any entertainment that you have planned for the evening. And you can also purchase our lovely Jay sparkling wine, Pinot Noirs, or Chardonnay online.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.